Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Hallelujah. Life is meant to be enjoyed. Don't allow anything to make you moody and sad, huh? Anything that succeeds in making you sad and moody, you have allowed it to frustrate your life. Don't allow anything. Amen. May the smiles on your face never fade away. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, so last Sunday, I was discussing some few thoughts with you from the Word of God. It's important we understand how to survive and flourish in hard times. If you dispute the fact that times are not hard, then it's probably you are just speaking words of faith, right? And that is important because there's a way the righteous must flourish in hard times. So irrespective of how things are, remember that we have what it takes to overcome, to prevail, and to flourish. I thought you would say amen. Amen. So I pray that you will not just be a religious person who just, you know, have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. There is power in the word of God, and it must work in your life. There's this man who said, he said, religion is the opium of the people. You know, opium is like a hard drug that causes people to be high and forget their worries. So what he actually meant was that religion is the cushion of the frustrated. So he was trying to say that when people are frustrated, they look for something that will cushion them so that they forget temporarily their frustration. But I think we deal with frustration and overcome it. We don't get things that will cushion us for us to forget it for a time. So just for some few minutes, maybe 20 minutes or 25 minutes, let's get into the Word of God and still grow in our skill. Amen. So last Sunday I was trying to discuss with you the importance of giving even in hard times, all right? So please, I don't teach this because I want something from you. No, it's the word of God that must be interpreted right and understood so that you can apply yourself to the truth. I hope you understand the point. It's very important. So last Sunday I was trying to let you know that understanding is vital if you are going to be fruitful as a Christian, as a child of God. Understanding. And understanding is seeing what God is saying. If understanding is seeing what God is saying, that means you must hear Him first. So hearing is important. So hearing precedes seeing. Amen. So hearing will provoke what you see. So it's important we pay attention to what we hear. So Jesus says, He says, take heed how you hear. Take heed how you hear. Take heed how you hear. Because what you hear and how you hear will determine a lot of things in your life as a child of God. You get the point. Take heed how you hear. Take heed how you hear. I've mentioned how many times? Take heed how you hear. Look at somebody and tell the person, take heed how you hear. Good. Take heed. Take heed. Praise the Lord. Okay. Luke chapter 8:18, it says, take heed therefore how ye hear. Then you see, in last Sunday we read this particular scripture in the book of Matthew. But you see here, a certain detail is added, right? What detail is added? He said, take ye therefore how ye hear. Then he says, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Do you remember the scripture? We read it on Sunday. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Right? So he shows us clearly how the addition comes in the life of the child of God. How you hear. How you hear. So do not think that things just happen. Things don't just happen. That is why we need the word of God in this season more than ever before, because the enemy is getting us to be bombarded with so many different informations. What is he trying to achieve? To corrupt your mind, get you to think in a certain way. I hope you are getting the point. So it's important you pay attention to hear the word of God. It's very important. It's for whosoever hath. So I will have more if I can hear right. I tell you, many lives have been destroyed because they don't even have time to hear the right thing. To sit down and hear is a great gift. Celebrate yourself. I tell you, to sit down and hear, to listen, to hear. So, I pray that you will never lose this discipline. Oh, only two people responded. Have you seen when you go to school, to be trained in anything, you need to just keep quiet and listen to a lecture or whoever speak several hours, days, months, years. Then they give you some examinations to write, project to do. Then they say you have qualified. Then they give you a certificate. It started, you see, so additions were happening each time you went for lectures until the time of rewarding you or awarding you with what? A certificate. What did they really award you with? A certificate of you have proven yourself that what you came to listen to, you got it. What you came to listen to, you got it. So after several hearing, get ready for some tests. Also, live tests. That's why he said, those that fell in the stony ground. He said, those that hear the word, but they had no root in themselves. So when the time of testing came, they gave up. So I pray that when the time of testing comes, after you've heard for some time, you will not give up. You will not be offended and give up. All right? Somebody say amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And our tests too, they are not the same. My test may be different from your test, but everybody will be tried. I've told you before, don't trust people who have not been tried and tested. Don't trust them. I'm serious. Be careful of short-term relationships. Those of you that when you see new people, you forget about old people and you just want Abba fresh. Yes. People who have been with you for many years, proven, tried and tested. Huh? Yeah. I tell you, value people that have been in your life for a long time. Because most of the time, the polished, fresh, Abba fresh people, they are only coming because they have seen that probably now you are successful in a way. Are you getting what I am trying to say? Those that were there, when your cheeks were all like this. You know, everybody has some pictures that you don't want to see, yeah? Those people who were there to encourage you. I tell you, Yeah. You see, such people, until there is competition, and now they want to affect you negatively, you don't discard them. There are some of those people too, when life goes on, they change. And you must also learn how to cancel. Yes. In life, you must learn subtraction, addition, multiplication, cancellation. Yes, because there are some people, you started with them, but you can't finish with them. You just have to. Yeah, I tell you. Yeah. There are some people, for you to even stay alive, you have to distance yourself. Yes, because they can kill you. Yes, I tell you. Yes. It's almost like you have words of faith to say they can't kill me, but I'm telling you, so many people have died just because they kept the wrong people around. Yes. And also, there are some people, in order not to encourage their folly, you must withdraw your presence from them. Because if you keep your presence with them, their foolishness will keep growing. Do you understand? Yes. So I created you. I planted a garden in the east of Eden and put you in. But now, you see, I gave you instruction. You don't want to follow. Out of the garden, out. Out of my garden, now. Out, out, out. He drove them out of the garden. And what did he do? Withdrew his presence from them. You get the point? Even God at a time, separated from man. Man, learn it. Anyway, I don't know if all that I'm saying, you are getting something from it. And it's important that we get nuggets that will help our lives. So given. Paul says, I do not say these things because I desire a gift from you. I say these things because I desire that fruit may abound to your account. Give it to us. Philippians. Philippians 4, verse 15. So from Sunday, I don't know if you have been giving something out from yourself. Anybody? Have you given some coins to children begging on the street? You've not. You are not practicing the word, eh? Have you dropped some offering in some evangelists by the roadside preaching their offering bowl? You see, you are not practicing. Oh, you just listen and you just went home and forgot. Oh, from Sunday to Wednesday, who have you given something? Hey, Lucas was there. Have you given some coins out? Have you given? I told you, give to the poor. The poor are all around us. The poor are all around us. Give it to the poor. Look, it's so cardinal. Look for somebody in need. Sunday, I make a sound. Psalm 41 verse 1. 1-2 go. Blessed is he that what? Considereth the poor. What would the Lord do? The Lord would deliver him in time of trouble. Do you know the Lord can organize for people to come and ask you for money? I'm telling you. You'll be shocked. There are many people, there is only you they target. Sister, you are going there following, sister. Sister. And most of the time, because we've watched Nigerian films, we are afraid. Because, you know, if you give them and listen to me, the Bible says the one that gives to the poor lendeth to the Lord. The one that gives to the poor lends to the Lord. The one that gives to the poor lends to the Lord. The one that gives to the poor. Dear Oma Ohiani Bibi no Obonyame Bosia. Now, people have gone. The one that, I don't know if you love the scriptures. Look. He that had pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he had given will he pay him again. That's why, you see, these guys who don't even know the Bible, because it's a spiritual principle, you see, they will change a lot of coins. They are just in a certain religion, they call it the Omukoyibibi. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They are just yin. Those of you that deal with children, like elder, school and all that, when people bring toffees and things, they say, share for the children. Look, don't just share. Some of them, they bring it to remove something. Yes. So you, as a spiritual person, you work on it. Pray on it before you share. Before something somebody is removing comes to a certain child. Oh, please sit down. So give to the... Tell somebody sitting by you, are you looking for some poor people to give something to? Hallelujah. Look, there's Psalm 41. Don't forget the scripture. Look at it again. Psalm 41. About the poor. By the mouth of two or three witnesses. You want me to give you more? You are still not convinced. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Considereth the poor. To consider means it's intentional. You have intentionally decided to help someone who is in need. And he says, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. So don't play games in hard times. You see, you look out for how God, the path of God to lift his own. And it's all there in the scriptures. It's all there. So let's get back to Philippians. Today, maybe I'll just touch on some few things. Then we'll pray a certain prayer, okay? Then we'll be out of here tonight. Then we'll continue on Sunday. Philippians. I said we're reading Philippians chapter 4. Verse 15. Let's start from there, okay? Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. The next verse, it says, for even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. The next verse. Not because I desire a gift. Not because I desire a gift. Not because I desire a gift. But I desire fruit that may abound to your account. So last Sunday I was explaining to you that when you release, it's actually you are actually releasing so that fruit can come to you. So that you can be fruitful. And I mentioned to you the several givings we are supposed to be doing. Today being Wednesday, if I pick one, we may have to go into detail, so it may not be today. But remember this, giving is not sweet, though he says we should be cheerful in doing it. For the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. So, the psalmist say, when it is time to sow a seed, you may really be sowing in tears, but for sure, you will reap in joy. You may be sowing in tears. Do you like the message? No, we've not finished reading. We'll come to a cheerful giver. Yes, don't worry. We are coming. Verse 16, it says, I desire the fruit that may abound, what? To your account. Verse 18. And he says, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. The man of God received it, but he says it was well-pleasing to God. So if you view any giving from you as you are giving it to a man, it may become very, 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 very burdensome. But if you can see yourself giving to God, he says, the one that gives to the poor lendeth to the Lord, Abba. That means even the poor, when you are giving to the poor, don't see that you are giving to a man. Know that you are giving to God. Does it make sense? Now, the man of God receives something from the church, and he says, it was a well-pleasing offering, acceptable, well-pleasing, a sacrifice, acceptable. I love the in English, what will you call these things? They are qualifying whatever. Bravo. Another of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But he took it and ate it. Then he says, this thing that you did will make fruit abound to your account. Are you getting it? Or you are not getting it?
Getting it.
You know, one person that really encourages me to give is mommy. When I say, okay, I'm going to give this amount. He say, add. So, okay. Because you see, when you are adding, is it sweet? Tell me, is it sweet? That you are going to give, let's say, you wanted to give 3,000 and now you have to give 5,000. Is it sweet? You are going to give 5,000 but now you have to give 10,000. Is it sweet? You are not responding. No. You are not responding. These amounts, do they sound big? Do they sound big? Pray. Pray that you will have such amounts to give one day. Yes. Because if it is too big to give it, it's too big to reap it. Okay, if you were dashed 20,000 right now, will you be happy? Will you be happy? Will you be happy? Yeah. What's $1,000 now? Like 15,000. Okay, if somebody dashes you $1,000 right now, would you be happy? You will be happy, right? Why don't you dream one day that you can give $1,000? Hey. I see you as a great giver. Great givers are great receivers. Don't forget that. I don't want you to shy away from giving at all. It may sound like, oh, no, I don't want you to shy from giving at all. And the reason why what I'm saying will have power in you is because I am a practicer of the word of God. I practice it. Yeah. So see it as anything I'm releasing, if you are a child of God and you are practicing biblical giving, it is not just a human being you are giving to. See it as you are giving to God. Are you getting it? The one that gives to the poor. So when I'm giving to the poor, don't say, you see what you are doing? You have even forgotten that you are dealing with God in your giving. See your giving to be. So you don't belittle the one you are giving to. You rather see God in the person. Am I communicating at all? Do you hear the voice of God to give? Have you ever heard, go and give this? Have you ever heard? If you've never heard it, may your spiritual ears open to hear. Give this. Give that. And when you are giving, I pray that you access your own offering. If it is an odor, a sweet smell, the offering, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Just recently, we're going to give an offering. So I called and I said, let's look for fresh notes. So when I got there, I think the time. So I said, oh, no, you let's take the old notes just like that. The mommy said, no, let's go and look for the fresh notes. So we drove. Then we went to get the fresh notes. Fresh, like, you know, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Fresh notes. Huh. Yeah. And well, after we presented our offering, look, you know, when it is an order of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. So, do you know, if the person is even happy and the person hits you like this, God who has hit you. Do you know what that can bring? Now, I just want to excite you to love giving. Don't shy away. And when you are presenting it, don't see it as, oh, I'm just going to give this to a man. Make sure you present it well as you are presenting it to God and see what will follow. I believe it. I am a practicer of it. I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. If you can respect the poor in the way even you give to the poor, you see how the Lord will help you. When even you have an opportunity to give to a police officer, when even you have the opportunity to give to a police officer, I think you don't like my message. Present it well. Present it well. Present it well. Yeah. Don't disrespect them in what you give to them. Present it well. I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. I have some of the freelance preachers that I give to. Yeah. When I go there, I don't give them one CD. Sometimes I give the offering. The man stops preaching and kneels down. Then start blessing me. Not that. You see, you must be somebody who can hear to give. Sometimes I'm in the office here, and the Lord says, go and give to that preacher. There are many people who come to stand at a certain place to preach. It's not every one of them that God says I should go and give to them. But I'll be there and say, go and give to that preacher. Then I'll get down, because I heard him. I know when I hear God, I hear him. Go. Then I go. Then I give the offering. Sometimes I can come and enter the office. They are still blessing. They are still speaking. What is that? I did not go and give to a man. I have this consciousness that when you are presenting an offering, have it in mind that it is God you are presenting it to. Am I communicating at all? Or you don't like it? You don't like it. The next verse. Verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There was this freelance preacher I met around some Awachi joint. Do you like my preaching? I was going to buy Awachi. So I met this preacher at the Awachi joint because I know him. Because he's an old man and he stands somewhere and he preaches. So he came to the Awachi place. So I thought he was coming to buy Awachi. Then I told the Awachi seller, please, I'll pay whatever he wants to buy, I'll pay for him. So he said, oh, I'm not coming to buy food. I think he was coming to do some transaction with the Awachi seller. So I said, oh, okay. Then I had some nice fresh notes in my pocket. I said, please, then this is an offering. He looked at me and said, long life. He went away. Preachers love our idea. What I'm saying is that be sensitive. Eh? Sometimes it can be a small girl who is selling some oranges. Then you are stared. Buy all the oranges. This practicality of giving that I'm showing you. Am I communicating? I pray the Spirit speaks to you. So if I came to get money from you, I'll preach to direct it to me and I tell you I'll take the money, right? But I'm showing you the realities. And the Lord will bless you. Somebody shout a living amen. Amen. Beautiful. So, when it is time to release, whether it is tithe, whether it is kingdom advancement given, whether it is to the poor, whether it is to your parents, whether it is free will offering, whether it is giving to your prophet, whenever it's time to release, the feeling is not like it's like a cheerful giver, so it's like you are happy, like a happy giver. Sometimes it's with sadness. Anyway, maybe you've not given anything that has cost you before. Psalm 126. Hallelujah. 126 from verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. The Lord had done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Then look at what happens. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Verse 5. Then he says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He was talking about the turning of captivity, the turning of things to favor them. How can he now come to talk about sowing in tears and reaping in joy? It is following. The sequence is clear. Then look at verse 6. Then he says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. He is bearing a seed. But as he is going, he is cheerful at heart, but he is weeping.
Come on.
He says he is bearing precious seed. So never forget, whatever is in your hand to give, see it as a precious seed. And he says, you may not always do it smiling. You may be weeping. And he says, look at the return. Shall doubtless come again with what? Rejoicing. Bringing his sheaves with him. That means he will come back with proofs of a harvest. Of a harvest. This is a matter of faith. Believe that giving would bring you fruit. All right? Hallelujah. He that soweth in tears, he shall what? Come on, talk to me. Will reap in joy. Reap in joy. Two last statements. Then we'll round up. What you give out is never wasted. You will receive it after many days. Never see giving as some kind of barter trade. I give this, I get this. Do you understand? But you should know that there is a harvest ordained for you with every giving. But the harvest may not come even in the form of money. Am I communicating at all? Hello? So he says, cast your bread upon the waters. You shall find it many days hereafter. Hereafter. A seed that probably you planted some years ago is bearing fruit now. And sometimes you have even forgotten that you planted that seed. Many days. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. After many days. I see you releasing some things that will speak for you even years to come. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody shout, I believe it.
I believe it.
Amen. As I round up, never forget, God has a plan for you. And his plan doesn't include frustration. So it's important we believe in him and act upon his word. And I said, in such seasons where things look dry and tough, we don't hold back. Learn to release. Be spontaneous with your giving. All right? What did I just say? Yes. Plan your giving. If you plan your giving and say, I've set this aside, I will give. Then, when the time of giving comes, because you have planned it, when even you are spontaneous, it is coming out of planning. I hope you are getting it.
Yes.
Now, we'll talk about the times where the Lord can place a demand on you for something. We'll get there. All right? But in this season, release. Release. Don't hold back. Are you feeling encouraged? I said, do what? Release. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. And I want you to know that there's a great future for you.
The Lord has a great future for you. The Lord has a great future for you. Nothing that is happening can crush you. The Lord will preserve you and keep you and preserve you in the name of the Lord Jesus. There's a bright future. There's a bright future. There's a great future. Whatever pain we are going through today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, it is not forever. The Lord has a great future for us, and we would be in that great future in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
He says, I know the plans that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11. If you have a NLT or CEV, he says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster. Huh? They are plans for what? And not for what?
Disaster.
To give you a future and a hope. That is God's heart for us. And I see you preserved, walking into a great future in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be not afraid, for the Lord is with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you going to give? Hallelujah. Are you going to find some poor people and dash them something? Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that you would pick it, give to this person. Help this person. Help this person. And as you do so, I see inflows coming to you. May you have some dreams of some givings you must do in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as you release, a harvest is coming to you in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen.
God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ajaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.